So we have some youth here today, but no little people. So can I have all the big people? Love to have you.
Getting big.
They are getting big. It's great. Have any of you guys thought about confirmation class yet? Being confirmed in the church. There's going to be a day and we're going to have some fun if you want to do that, okay? Yeah, you need space. Okay. That's awesome. I am honored to be able to talk to you today because my background as a youth leader wants me to have a youth group. But we have other people here who probably have a youth group. So if I can help in any way, I'm all in. Okay? It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of work, and here's the benefit. You get to know Jesus Christ better through other people. And so if that's something that I should learn about, I'm looking to moms and dads and grandparents to teach me, and to you guys to teach me as well. Okay? So I have a question for you today. And you have to be just totally honest. Okay? And I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to sit forever in silence unless you answer. So you know it's already true, right? I'll just sit here. Has anybody in the front row here, front pew, ever in your whole life felt fear? Oh, yay. That's 5 for 5 of us. Has anybody out there ever been afraid of anything? Thank you. If we're really honest with ourselves, we feel that way sometimes. But I'm here to tell you the good news today is that Christ came to help us. But all we have to do is say his name. We don't even have to be eloquent prayer people. We can just say Jesus. And he's there. He's there before us. So we were talking in the other church about when you go into the doctor, or if you go to the hospital, heaven forbid, and you're suddenly the one on the gurney. You know, most of us coming to visit other people were like, yeah, what do you need? What can I do? And meanwhile, the person on the gurney is thinking, you should get here instead and I'll go visit you. Because nobody wants to be the one going in for the surgery or whatever. So there's that kind of fear. Sometimes we're alone outside and we're afraid. And when my car breaks down, I'm telling you right now, I'm afraid. Well, I had fear hit me this week. When I was going through State College, and there were detours everywhere, signs everywhere. If I had just read one of the last signs, I wouldn't have gotten in this trouble. But I couldn't figure out the detour, and I was trying to get across South Atherton. And I know that town, and I still messed up. And I kind of got turned around, and I had to stop, and I stopped at the stop sign, and I looked both ways, and I went across the street. And it's such a quiet residential neighborhood. Not a soul on the street, no cars, nothing, and these flashing lights, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, I wonder what's going on today. He was after me. That ever happened to you? Oh, my gosh, I was so terrified. I'm like, when I realized that, I turned the corner thinking, I was looking for the old street. I knew it was by Sparks. There was nobody out, not even a dog, and when I realized he turned, I turned the color of your shirt, Dennis. I did. I was like a wreck, because I don't usually get stopped, and I was afraid. And so I just went into that mode, because honestly, I had no idea what I did. And he, of course, said, do you know what you did? And I said, no, I have no idea. And what I did is I was so intent on reading the signs that I didn't read the little sign that said, turn right only during these hours. I missed it. Then they go back and they check your record, and he comes back and he tells me that my record's good and yada, 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 and I'm just going to give you a warning this time. Thank you, God. Told me to take the citation home and put it on my refrigerator and look at it for a week so I don't do that again. And then the fear started going away. Now, here's what I said when he left my car to go to the back to his vehicle. Oh, God, help me. What did I do? That's what he said. I'm always talking to him. And he's probably up there going, oh, my gosh. That kind of fear, something that happens if you're out on the road or, I mean, I've come upon a bear one time. Has that ever happened to you? Something, a big dog, a bear, something that scares you? A snake? That happened to you. Anybody? Ever? Yeah, like what? A bear? A snake? Both? Yeah? You want someone to save you? Oh, you're going to take care of it yourself. That is awesome. Well, here's what God says. Praise me through the good and the bad. Remain faithful no matter what you do, because you're fully human. We're fully human. I'm fully human. We're going to screw up. And when we do, and when we're afraid, and I've been afraid through flat tires and ice storms and the people in hurricanes down south. You know, we have a family friend down there, and they wrote it out. Why? I don't know. They said they'd never ride that hurricane out again. It was terrifying. 155 miles an hour wind, leveling all those homes and businesses. I bet you they were afraid. All they had to do was say, Jesus, protect us. He's right there. So we're coming on the tail end of Job, and we're trying to go into our life and figure out what Job means to us. And one of the things it means is if you're afraid before you have a science test or a math test or something's going on, or a football tryout or whatever's going on in your life, you know, part of you wants to do it and the other part's terrified. And do it anyway. Because when you are connected to God and you ask for help, He's already there. He's not going to fix it. He didn't help me with the police, but he calmed my anxious spirit. And the police gave me a citation instead of a ticket. Yay! And I remember it, and I will remember it. So I want you to remember that God is forever and always with you through the personhood of Jesus Christ. And be faithful to Him, and love Him, and leave the results to Him. Let's pray. Dear Father God, when we're most terrified, when we're scared, when we're frightened, when we're nervous, when we're anxious, You're there. When we're happy and joyful and proud and deliriously in love with something or somebody, You're there. You're always there. Help us to never forget that You are God and Father of all through the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we thank You. Thanks for coming.